The printed guide has a sidebar box titled, How Do I Read Measure Text? It says, language in double parentheses with a line through it is existing state law. It will be taken out of the law if this measure is approved by voters. Underlined language does not appear in current state law, but will be added to the law if this measure is approved by voters. There is a visual example of both of these, and I will clarify this in my reading of the initiative measure. Complete text, initiative measure number 2124, opt out of state-run long-term care coverage act. An act relating to all Washington workers having the choice to opt out of the government-operated long-term insurance scheme. Amending RCW 50B.04.090, creating new sections, and repealing RCW 50B.04.085. Be it enacted by the people of the state of Washington. Section 1. RCW 50B.04.090 and 2022 C1S6 are each amended to read as follows. Paragraph 1. Beginning July 1, 2023, and now adding the text if the measure is approved by voters, and subject to the protections established by subsection 8 of this section, the previous text would be added if the measure is approved by voters, any self-employed person, including a sole proprietor, independent contractor, partner, or joint venturer, may elect coverage under this chapter. Coverage must be elected before July 1, 2026, or within 3 years of becoming self-employed for the first time. Those electing coverage under this subsection are responsible for payment of 100% of all premiums assessed to an employee under RCW 50B.04.080. The self-employed person must file a notice of election in writing with the Employment Security Department in the manner required by the Employment Security Department in rule. The self-employed person is eligible for benefits after paying the long-term services and supports premium for the time required under RCW 50B.04.050. Paragraph 2. A self-employed person who has elected coverage may not withdraw from coverage, and then if the measure is approved by voters, the following text will be added, unless they opt out under subsection 8 of this section. That previous text added, if the measure is approved by voters. Paragraph 3. A self-employed person who elects coverage must continue to pay premiums until such time that the individual retires from the workforce or is no longer self-employed, and if the measure is approved by voters, the following text is added, or they opt out under subsection 8 of this section. That previous text added, if the measure is approved by voters. To cease premium assessment and collection, the self-employed person must file a notice with the Employment Security Department if the individual retires from the workforce or is no longer self-employed, and now adding the text, if the measure is approved by voters, or they opt out under subsection 8 of this section. That previous text added, if the measure is approved by voters. Paragraph 4. The Employment Security Department may cancel elective coverage if the self-employed person fails to make required payments or file reports. The Employment Security Department may collect due and unpaid premiums and may levy an additional premium for the remainder of the period of coverage. The cancellation must be effective no later than 30 days from the date of the notice in writing advising the self-employed person of the cancellation. Paragraph 5. Those electing coverage are considered employers or employees where the context so dictates. Paragraph 6. For the purposes of this section, quote, independent contractor, unquote, means an individual excluded from the definition of, quote, employment, unquote, in RCW 50B.04.010. Paragraph 7. The Employment Security Department shall adopt rules for determining the hours worked and the wages of individuals who elect coverage under this section and rules for enforcement of this section. If this measure is approved by voters, the following paragraph 8 will be added. An employee or self-employed person in Washington must elect to keep coverage under this chapter. If an employee or self-employed person has elected coverage under this chapter, the employee or self-employed person must also have the option to opt out at any time. The Employment Security Department shall adopt rules to implement this section. And again, that entire paragraph 8 will be added if the measure is approved by voters. Section 2, RCW 50B.04.085, Premium Assessment Exemptions, and 2021 C113S5 and 2020 C98S7 are each repealed. If the measure is approved by voters, new section will be added. Section 3, the provisions of this act are to be liberally construed to effectuate the policies, purposes, and intent of this act. Also adding this new section, Section 4, if any provision of this act or its application to any person or circumstance is held invalid, the remainder of the act or the application of the provision to other persons or circumstances is not affected. The previous two sections would be added if the measure is approved by voters. End.